Next patient is William Pfeiffer. That is P-H-I-F-E-R, Pfeiffer. William, W-I-L-L-I-A-M. Date of visit or date of consult is 1/31/22. And date of birth is 7/11/58. Please make a copy for Dr. Theresa Hernandez, H-E-R-N-A-N-D-E-Z, M-D. Dr. Theresa Hernandez, M-D. Thank you, Ms. Dr. Theresa. Next, paragraph. Chief complaint. History of COPD. Next paragraph, history of present illness. This is a 63-year-old overweight female. I'm sorry, not female. I'm going to please change that. This is a 63-year-old overweight male patient who has a history of COPD since the past 12 years. Has shortness of breath all the time, period. And the patient has also a history for obstructive sleep apnea, for which he has been on a BiPAP mask nightly, and states he has a history for snoring. He has some cough, wheezing, and shortness of breath, but denied chest pains, hemoptysis, fever, or chills. He does have some leg swelling and has trouble ambulating. Next paragraph. Past history of the patient's past history has included history of recurrent bronchitis and a history for obstructive sleep apnea. He has no history of diabetes and he did have hypertension for over 10 years and had no significant surgical history. Next paragraph. Allergies. The patient has no drug allergies. Next paragraph. Habits: the patient smoked 2 packs per day for 40 years and quit. Drinks beer regularly. Next paragraph. Family history: father died of a CVA, mother died of old age. Next paragraph. Next paragraph. System review. The patient had no weight loss. He has some fatigue. Denies cataracts or glaucoma. He has vertigo and also has frequent nosebleeds. He has shortness of breath, wheezing, and occasional cough. No abdominal pains. He has urinary frequency, nighttime awakening. Denies chest or jaw pain or palpitations. No leg swelling. He has no anxiety, no depression. No bruising or enlarged glands. He does have joint pains, muscle stiffness, and no seizures, headaches, or memory loss, no skin rash, no itching. Next paragraph, physical exam. Medication list included Trelegy Ellipta, 1 puff daily. Ventolin inhaler, 2 puffs PRN. Next paragraph, physical exam. This is a middle-aged white male patient who is in no acute distress. There's no pallor, cyanosis, ictus, or peripheral edema. Blood pressure 138/70, pulse is 94 as patients are 20, tension 97/2, weight is 276, saturation is 92. HE India norms, phallic pupils react to equal. Thank his mouth, throat was cleared, ears, no inflammation. Next, supple, no bruises, no thyroid enlargement. Chest equal movements with distant breath sounds. And crackles at both lung bases with scattered wheezes palatally. Heart, the absence of irregular, smallness to no murmur. The abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no organomegaly, bowel sounds are active. Extremity is 1 plus edema with diminished peripheral pulse. Reflex is 1 plus. There's no gross motor deficits, cranial nerves grossly intact, skin, no lesions observed. Next paragraph, impression number 1, COPD with emphysema and reactive airways disease. And number 2 is obstructive sleep apnea on CPAP. Number 3 is hyperlipidemia. Number 4 is reactive airways disease. And number 5 is hypertension. Next paragraph, plan the patient has been advised to get a CT chest without contrast, and he was advised to continue with the BiPAP at night at 12x5 cm. He will get a complete pulmonary function study with marker dilator studies, and was placed on a nebulizer with the Duonep solution 3 times daily and as needed. A follow-up is to be arranged in approximately 6 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Teresa Hernandez. HERNANDEC, Teresa Hernandez. Or can you also add a lab? The patient will have a CBC complete metabolic profile, TSH level, a follow up here in approximately 4 weeks. Thank you. Copy for Teresa Hernandez, MD, HERNANDEC.